No tune can resist shaving a haircut.
Right?
Two bits.
It's funny because shaving a haircut is a tune. No tune can resist that tune.
Mmm.
Okay.
Greetings, Apropos. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
Okay. With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And that is the type of insightful, looks into our minds that you can expect on this week's podcast.
I feel like they just went into a model house and they were like, there's so much space in here.
Yeah.
We can't ever afford this, and it's already been purchased, but there's so much space.
Prepare to be disappointed.
Maple. Seems nice. Good. All right.
There's a movie quote about disappointment. It's from The Princess Bride, and I cannot think of it right now. But I know.
Get used to disappointment.
There it is. Yeah.
It's very good.
And then he does. That's, yeah.
Aw.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Nick.
We're drinking.
We are.
Oh, good. I like booze.
What are we drinking, James?
So, for salsa, I acquired, while I was in Duluth, from the Ursa Minor Brewery, the beer that I tried first, which is the Biramisu. It is a delicious dessert beer. That tastes like tiramisu.
But also hops.
But is not thick and syrupy, as far as I can tell. I wanted to run it by Salsa to see if he might like it, as a result of it having a rich, hearty, sweet quality, but without the tacky, cloying. Yeah.
Like, it looks like a good color.
Yeah, well, step number one, it is a delight to look at. Mm. It is like a burgundy.
Yeah.
Like a dark red, like a blood red.
This is a
red.
Jenna color.
It is a Jenna color, actually.
This is like a blood red thing going on here.
I wouldn't say blood red.
Not quite that dark, but yeah, very, very burgundy, very...
Mm. Burgundy. Yeah. Tell me I have not inspired something burgundy.
I have no idea. You should probably just drink something. Yeah. Because Salsa was giving you the look again. Yeah. Tell me more.
So, you know when you're eating tiramisu, you get that the rum...
It's been a really long time, okay. But yes.
But you get the cream and the rum.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got very much up front. I got the cream and the rum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coffee is kind of sitting not like way in the back, but in the next row. But the cream and the rum are right in front. Then the coffee sitting in the seat behind them, and then the chocolate's further back.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's not overly sweet. It's not cloying. It's not sticky. Or
it's not syrupy.
Okay.
It is rather sweet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's too sweet, though.
Okay.
I think the French pronounce that toot sweet.
They don't, but...
No. No.
Boy, I don't... It's really good. I don't know if I'll be able to finish a glass.
Oh, sure.
But it's quite good.
Yeah. I definitely enjoy it. Jenna, do you want to try a sip and tell us how gross
much
the hops are?
You hate it?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I want to drink whatever this is that James made for me.
Well,
I have no idea what's in this. So first I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a sip. I'm going to see what I can find out.
I was going to ask what order you wanted everything in. Yeah.
Okay, but first of all, I'm smelling something maple-y.
Correct.
Okay. Mm. So I've got a good maple coming off this.
Maple-y.
Which is promising.
Maybe it's maple-y.
Yeah, the maple is actually really overpowering. I think there's something else underneath it, but I can't.
There is.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's
maple-y.
Yeah, almost like a spice of some sort?
Kind of.
Like a nutmeggy? That's weird.
Not nutmeg.
Hmm.
But it's also mixed with Dr. Pepper. Right. So you're going to get the 23 flavors of Dr. Pepper.
Right.
In addition
all of them.
Yeah, the maple syrup smell is really what's just taking the fuck over right now.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
I'm going to try a sip of this.
Do.
Well, yeah, I'm going to drink that.
Mm. All right.
Victory. Yeah, I still, well, the done. Maple syrup is fucking overpowering everything in this. The maple syrup is very strong, but I'm not opposed to that. Mm-hmm. Like, I love a good sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Trying a little bit more. Is there a Campari in this?
Nope.
I don't know then. So
this is a booze that we got from shit, I'm blanking on his name.
Describe him.
Guy from Canada.
Sean Pitre.
No.
Chip.
Chip, yes.
Yeah, Chip Weinberger.
Chip, when Chip came down. No. This is one of the ones that he brought, I believe.
Nice.
This is the Cœur de Bois. I think I'm saying that right. I'm positive I'm saying that exactly spot on.
Cœur de Bois.
Cœur de Bois. That is perfect.
Cœur de Bois.
You cannot improve on that.
There you go.
This is the cider apéritif.
Oh.
Maple cider apéritif liqueur.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the only thing put into it?
That is the only thing.
Product of Quebec. Yes, it is basically a distilled cider, almost like an Applejack, with maple in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's very tasty, so good. I will continue to drink this.
Yes.
Well done.
Pure Quebec maple syrup. Maple apéritif cider derives its rich flavor from the age-old forest once traveled by the legendary Cœur de Bois. Enjoy before or after a meal as a delicious alternative to apéritifs, port, or digestifs.
Yeah, I'm not tasting really any apple-y.
Maybe it's not an apple cider. Maybe it's just a maple cider.
Maybe it's maple-y. Maybe it's not an apple cider.
Maybe she's born with it.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It said cider, so I assumed.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of would, too.
Mm-hmm. But it's, it's just a maple cider.
That's mostly just maple syrup in my face.
So, yeah. If you like maple syrup in booze form... go find product of Quebec.
Go find
Cœur de Bois. We are nailing that.
Your pronunciation is excellent.
Okay.
Excelente.
That's not French.
we are making ears bleed at the moment.
Right.
We should probably move on.
Why do we keep losing all of our non-American listeners?
Stefan doesn't even speak French, and he's still like, God damn it!
God.
What the actual fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Salsa, what have you been up to?
I have been up to quite a bit, actually. It was Father's Day the other day.
Yay, happy Father's Day.
We played for Father's Day. We played D&D.
Nice.
For Father's Day, I got a new set of 5e books.
Okay.
Dungeon Master Guide and Monster Guide.
Nice.
And put together a campaign for the kids. And kids had a fun time hanging out with friends in the morning, going swimming. And then in the afternoon, we gamed.
Nice.
And we played D&D. It was a heist this time.
Ooh.
Yeah, no combat.
Oh, God damn it.
No combat. It was all about sneaking in and sneaking out and stealing the thing, threw them for a loop. But that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Make them realize that it's not all knifey stabby all the time.
I don't get it.
Sometimes knife is
just most of the
sometimes.
Time.
I don't understand.
Sometimes you need to use your head.
I don't get it.
Here's the best thing is I put together a sneaky, campaign, and then my wife comes in and just scorched earths the entire thing. which is so like our relationship.
Aww.
No, it's just, sweet. I'm like the very careful, like, okay, we plan this out, and then she's just like, we're gonna go in and fucking do it. It's like, okay. So they rolled in to town and they cased the place and they stole it all in the same day.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yep. They didn't even wait for the museum to close. They just went in, fucking caused utter fucking chaos, stole the thing, and bounced. And it was like,
wow.
Fuck.
Well, all right. Like, this was supposed to take a while. I don't have anything for next. fuck.
No, but it was good because they spent the time discussing the plan, and then when it was time to execute the plan, you know, they knew exactly what they had to do, and they just did it, and they nailed their roles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And
that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, the whole heist went off flawlessly. And then they bounced. And it was like, cool.
So if we ever need anything stolen, we just talk to your family.
Sure. Apparently.
All right.
No, it was
imagining a podcast decades from now. The Sterling Family. Thieves extraordinaire.
Yes.
One can only hope. But, yeah, what else? I did some wood turning. Most of Sunday after that was wood turning, just because that's how I wanted to spend my Father's Day, and it was wonderful.
That does sound good.
What else did we do? I started playing a video game.
What?
That has been on my wish list for a while.
Okay.
But then it was free on the Epic Game Store. Because Epic has a free game every week.
Yeah.
This one was free, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm getting it now. And it's called Maneater.
Yeah. I'm in already.
Yes.
And the game is, you are a shark.
Are you a baby shark?
You start as a baby shark, and then you grow. But here's the it's narrated by Chris Parnell.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. The art style is brilliant. It's like kind of, I wouldn't call it cel shaded, but almost has a cel shaded kind of.
Okay.
Calls back to that almost.
Sure. Sure.
Style a little bit, especially in the cutscenes. And it's just a ridiculous story. Like, at the very beginning of the game, the first level, you are a mature shark, and you fucking roll up to a beach and start eating people, and then the shark hunters show up, and you start eating them, and then, like, Stinky Pete, the, like, big bad, you know, shark hunter rolls up, because the shark killed his paw, and he's, like, shark hunting is his life, and he, like, kills you. And, like, gets you up on the boat, and he slices open your belly, and inside of the shark is a baby shark. And he pulls this baby shark out of the belly, and the shark thrashes, bites off his hand, and falls into the water.
Oh.
So this sets up the conflict of the story.
Right.
Yeah.
First thing you eat as a baby shark is his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then you spend the rest of the game swimming around, eating things, and growing. And this, you're in like this Louisiana bayou type world where everybody's got that accent, and you're in a swampy area. But there's like nuclear waste all over the floor, the floor of the bay that
rivers
you're in.
And bayous, yeah.
And so you don't just grow, but you also mutate.
Ooh.
And eventually, at the end of the game, you become a megalodon, because that's the kind of game this is. But you swim around being a shark.
I mean, that sounds ideal.
It's fucking bonkers.
It sounds like a weird
combination
of... there was a cell game from the same people who made... Flower and Journey and things like that, where you're like a single cell organism that devours other. You're an amoeba, and you devour other amoeba, and then you become larger and eventually you become multicellular and you have all of these different properties and things
like
that.
Possibly,
yeah. Gather from eating these things.
No, it's...
With the...
do you know what it's called off
the... The original... I don't... I'll look it up sometime.
It sounds sounds like it has definitely parallels.
But then there's another game where it's... you have a collaborative team on one side, and then the other player is trying to go and mutate and grow and kill.
Are you talking about Friday the 13th?
No, Evolve. But I think Friday the 13th and Dead by Daylight have a similar mechanic.
Okay.
But in particular, this one, Evolve, has the mechanic that you start small and then get massive and unstoppable if they let you.
Gotcha.
If they can't get to you
kind
first.
Kind of, but yeah. It's...
I was just thinking of Katamari Damacy.
Oh, shit, that too.
I was like, but like, you eat tiny things until you get bigger, then you eat bigger things, and then you keep getting bigger.
There are dangers out there. Like, there's like... there's barracudas and alligators and other things like that that will eat and kill you if and when you do start causing chaos by eating people at the beach, then the shark hunters show up and you have to fight them off. And you know, eventually
kind of a GTA thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like you kind of you cause chaos until the shark hunters show up and then you can kill the shark hunters and then you can move on to the next world where there's another shark hunter, basically. Which is an oversimplified way of saying it. But yeah, otherwise it's just you swimming around fucking chomping on shit. And it's
nice.
Silly. And
it seems somewhat relaxing. Actually.
It is
kind of a
bonkers,
zen
but
kind of
very
thing.
Relaxing because you are just kind of swimming around.
That is kind of a Katamari thing,
right?
There has been like I just got done playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider. And the thing is when you're swimming in that game, you run out of air, and so you need to do what you're doing and then hit back to the surface. And I found myself a few times like. Needing to keep moving, so I was just like, oh wait, hold on, it's cool, I live under here. I'm not gonna run out of air.
Yeah,
you know, and so but yeah, it's and the humor is just like the framing is Chris Parnell is the narrator for a nature documentary, basically about sharks.
Okay.
And so, like, as things are happening in the game and he's narrating it as if it was a nature documentary and he's explaining to the audience what's going on.
Okay.
And so, like, you'll eat some animals and suddenly he'll be like, you know, something about this shark. You know, the shark's movement is you know, sleek and blah, blah, blah. But occasionally something will happen. And, like, I just got to a new area that was called... Snitch's parking lot, and there's a bunch of cars. There's a bunch of cars and suggestively shaped packages chained to the floor of the river that you're in, and suddenly Chris Parnell's narrator voice something along. If the Capoletti family is watching, none of this footage is going to make it into the final version
That's
of the documentary.
So fucking funny.
Oh my god.
The company that made Journey and Flower made a game called Flow, where you eat other organisms and steal segments in order to survive and grow larger. Yeah. So the that sounds fucking awesome. And it's almost like Bastion style narration or
kind of okay. It's not as Bastion's narration is a cut above.
Well, you're okay. Right.
Yeah. Well,
wait.
The voice alone.
But this is but this is like this is just a couple steps down from that. It's not as dynamic as the Bastion narration was, where everything you did had a unique.
Gotcha.
Sure.
I was wondering.
This does have repeated chirps. But it is sort of that similar idea where situations happen and suddenly the narration will happen over the top of it. And
have you played? So, did you end up playing Strange Brigade?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, it is quite, like you said, it is quite relaxing.
I actually pictured the narration to be something more like Gone Home. with the journal pages.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So you get the you hit a trigger thing, and then it starts the next portion of the narration story. But
so, but yeah, it's just you're right. It is very pretty, and it is very relaxing and zen, just kind of swimming around, and the movements of the shark is beautiful. Just watching the shark swimming around.
Yeah.
Is very pretty, and you grow and mutate, and
I'd have
and
to do
you,
that.
You
one.
Swim around, and then you get into a combat with a barracuda a little bit, and things are very frenzied, and there's blood and in the water. Oh yeah, the blood in the water, and things just get very frenzied and hectic, and then things calm down, and you just kind of swim around, and then you get to a beach, and you lunge out of the water into somebody's fishing boat and eat them, and there's blood everywhere, and then you hop around on the beach and eat some people, and then you hop back in the water, and then the shark hunters show up and you fight them off, and there's divers in the water, so you gotta fight them, and they're shooting at harpoons at you, and everything's frenzied and bloody and crazy, and then off you go into the deep, and you're just swimming again, and it's really it's
this
so
sounds
bonkers
fun.
It's
this
so
sounds bonkers. Ridiculously really fun.
I can't wait for the crossover fighting game with this and Subnautica.
So yeah, no, I've been wanting. It's been on my wish list for a while, but
excellent.
I'm really glad I found it. Somebody mentioned
should
that
I
it was
also
free.
Hop over to Epic.
Only reason I got the Epic account is because this was
the free.
Free
games,
yeah.
And then I found out that they have a new game for free every week.
Yep.
And I kind of went, it seems okay. You can actually log into it with your Steam account.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Like you create an Epic.
That's
account.
A newer thing.
You create an Epic Games account, but then you just say log in with my Steam account.
Yep.
Huh. All right.
They're not like associated with each other in any way, but it just basically like enough people are going to want to do this.
So right.
Use these credentials and we'll call it good.
Because I've been like, I already have Steam. I don't need another fucking platform. Blah, blah, blah. I already have an entire fucking library full of games that I'm already not playing. Yeah.
If it wasn't for this one specific game, I would not have done it.
A bunch of dating sims that somebody got me once? I don't know.
Who would do that? Who knows that you like dating sims?
Shush. But I haven't gotten to them yet. Just have all of these games that I'm like, sure, I'll play that at some point, and then at some point never comes.
That's in the future. What it is to have a Steam library, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so why should I get another goddamn platform where I can collect games I'm not going to play? It's just virtual clutter.
I know that you are a project manager with many spreadsheets, but I feel like you would be deeply impressed by Stefan Senpai's Steam setup. I don't know if he's walked you through this, but he has a series of spreadsheets detailing not only how many games he has played and to what completion and how many remain, but also how many games are completely unplayed, which is a number in the like 3,000s, and then
Jesus Christ,
how many games he ended up paying for everything altogether.
You have told me about this, or maybe Stefan's
told me
about this.
Well, he got a lot through Good Old Games.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. And then how much those games would cost at that moment, which is fucking amazing. Because it's some really, like, truly obscene number. Most of a house kind of number. Yeah. Of course, he didn't, as you said, went through Humble Bundle, Hambo Bando, went through GOG, went through Green Man Gaming, went through, you know, whatever. Yeah,
yeah. No, I would not have done Epic if it, again, wasn't for this one free game. But I'm really
Doctors
glad
hate
I did.
This one free game. there's a...
God damn it!
Yeah.
Fuck!
I've found that a lot of the platforms have a similar thing. Like, I do pay for an Xbox subscription because they have a bunch of the games that I like to play with friends. But that's how I ended up playing through all of Firewatch. That's how I ended up playing through a bunch of different games. Is that they have them available for free, which is fucking fantastic. There's Rotate, but then the I'm trying to remember what the Origin. Is the EA Origin launcher has a library where they offer a game for free, I think, every couple of days. Mm-hmm. And if you collect it, it's permanently in your library. So I have things like Crusader and a bunch of other older titles, which is nice. As long as they exist, I have those games. Right. Where, through GOG or Green End Gaming and things like that, you can have it more permanently. But
Other than that, my abs really hurt from belly flopping because I set out the slip and slide.
There we go.
Because it was hot this weekend.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And the kids.
Yeah.
I set it up for the kids, and then I was like, that looks really nice. And so I went out there for a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized that our backyard has roots that are very, very close to the surface.
Ooh, buddy.
I hit a
Found
few.
Them, did you?
Yeah. So, but yeah.
I also discovered that it was hot this weekend with my face.
Yeah, face first, yeah.
And my arms and neck.
Gotcha.
My collarbone, I think, got hit the hardest. Yeah, I have a massive fucking sunburn.
Yeah.
And it is deep, and it is impressive.
Oh, you're standing too close to the windows?
No, I went camping this weekend, sweetie.
Why would you go outside? It was hot.
I'm camping with friends.
But it was hot.
Actually, the first night, Friday night, was like way colder than I anticipated, and we all like only
you got both ends of the shit stick.
Right? Yeah, like Friday night was too cold to sleep. Like most of us only got a few hours and ended up taking a bunch of naps throughout the day.
Yeah, no, I
it was I think it dipped into the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. When my wife and I were first dating, we had a camping trip where it was like 98 in the cities, and when we got to the North Shore to go camping, there was like a thunderstorm and it was snowing.
Yeah. Huh.
We didn't even go to North Shore. It was just St. Croix State Park.
Oh, fun.
So, hour and a half away. Not a big deal. But, yeah, so, but, like, I had checked the weather to be like, is it going to be cold enough to where I need to bring a jacket? And it was saying, mid-50s overnight. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Might be a little chilly, but I think I'll, sleeping bag, be able to handle this shit. Nope. No, it must have dipped into the 40s. Yeah. We were all just like, ah.
Yeah.
You're just wearing everything you
that
own.
That happens.
Yeah. So, like, and most of the weekend was lovely. Hanging out with friends, cooking food, getting into friend spats, resolving friend spats.
Orbiting a ball of fire.
Three of us brought.
Why were you wearing spats?
To protect the tops of her shoes. Okay. Salsa.
Duh.
Keep up.
Obviously, but when you're camping...
To protect the tops of her camping shoes.
Camping is not the time for spats.
Tell that to Scrooge McDuck.
Don't judge me. Oh, my God, it's the dishes thing all over again. which, P.S., I decided to listen to an episode of Apropos of Nothing on my way up.
Dear God, why?
Here's the thing.
That was a mistake.
Here's the deal. It took me less time to get to the St. Croix State Park than it did for me to complete an episode of Apropos of Nothing.
Yeah, that's because we never shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And that's
why
in spite
are you
of
listening
all of the editing
right
that Salsa does.
I mean, to those of you who are currently driving somewhere
you.
That's a couple hours out, you're welcome. Yeah. But otherwise, I was just like... Oh,
well,
buddy.
I can download three audiobooks or one app of Apropos of Nothing.
But yeah, I mean, it was a really good time, despite the cold Friday night.
That sounds amazing. Sounds wonderful.
Okay,
it does.
One thing that happened, though. So all of the people that I was camping with had dogs. I was the only one without a dog.
No cuddle buddy.
I didn't have a cuddle buddy, but that apparently didn't matter to anybody the cold night.
Right.
But here's the thing. So I was just there by myself, and I have my little tent that, like, I basically unfold it, push a couple of buttons, and my tent's up. Like, I've got, like, a super one-person easy setup thing.
Huh.
It's really slick. But... What would happen is when a person left the campsite to go use one of the vault bathrooms, like a little ways down or whatever, their dog would kind of follow them a little bit, stop at the edge of the campsite, watch them go. The dog would come back in, and then when the person returned, usually their dog would come get them and kind of like escort them back in. Like all the dogs did this. It was adorable. So like the first few times I would just leave to go to the bathroom, and I would come back, and the dogs would be like, "Who the fuck are you?" And I'm like, "It's me, bitches."
Where's your escort?
Right.
Yeah.
And then by Saturday morning, I think what happened is the dogs figured out I didn't have a dog. So
they adopted you.
They adopted me. So every time I left and I came back, all of the dogs, five dogs, rushed over to me to escort me back into the campsite.
Oh, thank God you're safe. You didn't have an escort.
Right? It was so adorable. And, like, they got really good at knowing that I wasn't going to pet them and I wasn't going to whatever. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to give them treats, I was going to toss it and not, like, hand it to them. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, things like that. But, yeah, like, they were just like, oh, so that's your deal. All right. But you don't have a dog.
Fine.
So we need
we'll
to fulfill
do it.
This escort service.
Squad, move out.
Yeah. But, like, every single time was just all five dogs. And I'm like,
we have the VIP.
My favorite thing was, yep, that's right. Bitches come to me. Yeah, so that was just fucking adorable.
That's fantastic.
Did some lawn bowling. Some people went out to go do some stuff, but I was napping at that point. I was like, nope.
It's a good day.
There was supposed to be some rain late on Saturday, afternoon and evening for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
It mostly just got really, really windy. We saw some very pretty lightning, and it kind of spit on us a little bit for a half an hour. Like, it wasn't rain. I can't call it rain.
Yeah.
Kinky.
So, yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but it was mostly a good time hanging out with good friends.
Nice.
Doing a thing.
Getting fucking sunburned.
We ended up with three percolators.
Nice. Two for Jenna, one for everyone else.
She just wears the percolators in one of those beer helmets.
Yes. Oh God. But yeah, it's like for kitchen supplies, like we all kind of brought various things, and like somebody would be like, "Oh man, I forgot this thing," and somebody else would be like, "I brought that thing.
Nice.
I need one of these, and I've got one of those," kind of situations.
Sure.
But all three of us that brought kitchen stuff had percolators. Like that, there was no end. And one of the people was like, "But I forgot coffee," and like the other two of us were like,
"That's where we got." Yeah.
Honey, I got coffees for the next week.
Like a drug dealer with a trench coat. Do you want Colombian? Do you want...
Well, I brought my...
Brazilian, do you want... with the coffee bags on its back out.
Well, I brought my fine Honduras coffee that I had ground fresh just that day. And the other person brought Folgers, which the only time to drink Folgers really is for camping situations.
I would tend to agree.
It's fine for camping situations.
Lost me.
You drink Folgers on the regular, or
Folgers is a never.
So if somebody kindly got up very early and made Folgers coffee and handed you a mug with Folgers in it,
yes,
you would sip it, spit it out, pour it out in their lap, or throw it into their faces and say, "Make me some real coffee."
I mean,
that's
the general
gist of
it. Yes. Oh, all right. Okay. I'm glad that I've got a bead on it.
No,
okay,
I mean, I wouldn't do exactly those things, but you know, I would spit it in their face.
And then hand it to someone headed to the bathroom and say, "Pour this where it belongs."
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And then I wouldn't say, "Make me a cup." I would say, "I will make a better cup of coffee." Because clearly...
real coffee.
Clearly, if you're bringing Folgers, you have already failed.
Jesus.
No, I think I'm fine with Folgers for camping because I have very low expectations on my camping coffee.
Lower
Let's be clear.
You're a project manager.
Lower your bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower your bar.
If you plan for disappointment, then you won't be.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why my marriage works.
Exactly.
Okay. Stopped at Toby's restaurant on the way back.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I had the 8-ounce steak with mashed potatoes and a salad.
Love a steak.
And Bernays sauce.
Say it slow.
Oh, God, that Bernays sauce was amazing. It's one of the best goddamn things I've had in a while. But, yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I came back home red as a lobster.
Yep.
That is not an exaggeration.
No, it is not.
Listeners, I cannot explain to you the amount of sunburn that I have.
Yeah.
It is real impressive. I don't think I've been this badly burnt in, like,
nearly a
decade.
She was, like, very badly burnt.
7 red. Maybe even 8 red.
I mean, I'm put in mind of the end of the original Wrath of Khan.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, when I got back home, I basically turned on the air conditioner and just passed the fuck out in front of it because it was the only thing that felt comfortable.
Do you want an Alloplant?
I already talked to your wife. I'm going
to
be grabbing some on the way.
You can have a
match. No.
Why did you say that out loud? I almost closed the deal.
No, you didn't. I already made a deal with your wife.
Damn it.
It's too late.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Should have held out for more
Okay, so that's the thing about...
Hosta giving is the worst holiday.
God.
I'm holding this aloe hostage.
I mean, I've made that joke before.
Are you going to have some turkey? You have to take a hosta. You want mashed potatoes? Take another hosta. You want hosta giving.
Oh, God. So, one of the things that bothers me about sunburns, aside from the itchy phase, which I'm just now hitting, and it's driving me insane, and I'm trying not to scratch my everything, but it all itches.
Yeah.
The itchy phase is my new concept album.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's actually
pretty good. No, it's my book of poetry.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So there's the itchy phase, which I fucking hate because I just want to scratch everything and I can't.
Mm.
But I also don't like treating a sunburn.
Huh.
Because almost every sunburn treatment out there is sticky.
Okay.
I don't like being sticky.
Yeah.
Aloe is sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Solar care is basically spray on aloe, but it's sticky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all just...
And lidocaine,
sticky. Solar I hate the feeling of being sticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I assume it's like, for some people, putting on lotion. It's just that I want out of my skin.
Yeah. No, it absolutely 100% is. I hate aloe. I put it on because... But then, to put a shirt on after that.
Oh, God. Oh,
the worst.
Nope.
I writhe for hours.
It's awful. It's absolutely awful. So, yeah. Like, I did it, and I don't think I'm going to get any blisters or anything, so that's good. Mm-hmm. But
That's positive. Yeah, I think you're emitting infrared.
Yeah. I'm not as warm as I was yesterday. Like,
that's good.
Like, yesterday I could touch my sunburn and cook things.
Yeah, you walked by the TV and the volume went up.
Yeah. But now,
Jenna,
you can feel my arm. It, like, actually feels like a actual temperature. Like, your hands feel warm. My arm
Jenna,
is
did you have a good weekend? You're positively glowing.
God.
Like an isotope.
Fuck. Oh, God.
But yeah, you feel burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is way cooler than yesterday.
But I mean, like, completely aside from temperature, like, there's a textural difference.
Oh, yeah, everything's
leather.
Tight.
No, not even that. It's, when you buy... This is going to sound bad, and it's going to get either better or worse.
Oh, good.
But when you buy ground beef from a place that saran wraps it,
okay.
And you touch the saran wrap, and it's, like, smooth and cool, but it feels like there's meat. Like it's
I'm not understanding.
A particular, raw feeling.
I mean, I do have a skin cover over my meat.
Yes, you do. But there's a textural similarity between the way that feels to my fingertips and the way that your arm feels, and the way that sunburn in general feels to me. I can tell when skin is sunburned by the tactile sensation.
Because for me, it's more of a tightness. Like, the skin feels tighter when there's a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that smooth is quite right to me in my mind, but it feels tighter. So, I don't know.
Huh.
I usually notice when somebody says, "Holy shit, you're sunburned," and I go, "Oh."
Yeah, that's basically what happened to me yesterday. Or the day before.
Speaking of injuries, fencing injury is coming in nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, it's got that raised...
Oh, yeah, you do.
And then it's a little dimmer here, but there's a surrounding bruise around it. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Well, what I did... Are you... You're good?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
I honestly don't know what else I was going to talk about, just whatever came to mind. So please have at.
Yeah. I stayed in my room with the shades drawn and the door closed so that the air conditioner in my room would refrigerate it, and I watched some TV with a friend remotely and played some video games, Ibn Ab, and just stayed out of the sun as much as possible until Sunday afternoon when I went to help Jax break down their participation area at an art fair. And the art fair was fucking spectacular. There were a bunch of people there that I knew, and it was great.
Oh, nice.
I got to see people that I hadn't seen in a long time. I bought a bunch of stickers and then went the fuck home, and then came back in the evening around 4:30 or 5, and I was outside for maybe half an hour, and it was still too much. I have a very mild sunburn, and I was wearing sunscreen, and I hated being outside because the sky is angry at me. And so, yeah, I spent the rest of the weekend, and indeed as much of the weekend as possible, in the cold dark of a sealed room, sleeping and playing video games.
Did either of you watch the Don Bluth movie Rock-a-Doodle?
I have, yes.
What have you? No?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I have never, connected with the main villain in that movie more than I do now that I'm an adult.
Because
the main villain in the movie is an owl who wants it to make it permanently night.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rooster, the main character, the rooster, his crow brings the sun up every morning.
Yeah.
And so by convincing him to become a famous star and become a singer and then devolve into a life of drugs and hedonism, he'll stop crowing in the morning and the sun will stop rising. It's a Don Bluth movie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, all dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
And
but
cool world.
But, like...
Well, I think I remember its existence, but I just don't think I've, seen it.
I feel like that's a thing.
I mean, the sun is evil and needs to be put down.
Yes.
Mm.
It needs to be punished.
We do orbit a ball of fire. Yeah.
I feel like it is also at least somewhat necessary for our survival.
I think we've evolved past that.
That's adorable.
Yeah. Salsa and I are Morlocks. We're ginger Morlocks. So, kind of. You, the, what, Elohim something?
Eloy,
yes. Different thing.
Yeah,
the Eloy, the Lotus
The Elohim were the horses in Gulliver's Travels.
No, those were the Winim.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking of.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching the two of you figure out my labels.
I think Elohim is the, canonical name of angels and God, something like that.
It's ringing a... But anyway,
that sounds right. It's some kind of angelic...
But yeah, Eloy and the
Eloy
Morlocks.
And the Morlocks, yeah. Yeah, Salsa and I are Morlocks, so yeah.
Hairy and subterranean.
Dwarves?
Yeah.
I'll go with dwarves.
Scandinavian. Why do you think? Why do you think dwarves always have a Scottish accent?
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. What? That's it. I was going to ask a question.
Yes.
Okay. So sunscreen. Yes.
I scream. You scream.
We all scream for sunscreens. The sun screams, everything screams, oh God, oh God.
But sunscreen doesn't seem to do much for me.
Yeah.
What kind are you using?
I have tried all sorts of sunscreens over the years.
Are you using the chemical ones or the zinc?
The chemical ones.
Oxide ones. Try using
primarily.
Because the chemical ones...
I don't like the zinc. It feels weird.
Well, all right. But the physical barrier is going to be more effective.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't like it. It feels weird. No, and then I take it off.
That is legitimate. That is 100% fair. I was probably superseding the question a little bit. I would go ahead and finish. But if that's the question you're asking, then the answer is a physical barrier.
I was going to ask.
Sorry.
Yeah. Actually.
It's because I'm a man.
What methods outside of sunscreen do you use?
I don't go outside.
Parasol. Yeah, if I have to go outside, like very literally, and I don't give a shit what other people think, I will put an umbrella over me, especially those that are specifically designed to
block out the sun.
Cover enough, like a golf umbrella. So there's that. I wear long pants always, unless I'm swimming.
Oh, yeah, me too. Wait, you guys want to see something real cool that our listeners can't? Look at that contrast.
We've seen Jenna's ankles.
I know. Very scandalous.
I need to go outside for a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
At least I would if it wasn't scalding out.
I've had some people recommend some UV shirts to me.
UV shirts are a way.
And I'm like, that's interesting. I'm like, but I don't want to get more hot. And so, like, some people are like, yeah, but it's worth it. Some people are like, actually, I feel like I find it a little bit more cooling because then the sun isn't directly on
right.
me.
Right, yeah.
So I'm not sure which way I would go about it, but I did find one that's kind of a looser fit.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be more
sure.
I'm not familiar likely. With a UV shirt.
Yeah, they're shirts that are very specifically designed to help block out the sun.
Okay. Yeah, because, for example, if I wear a white T-shirt and put SPF 70 with zinc on my external features and everything, my torso will get sunburned through the shirt. And in fact, pretty much anything other than very specific materials.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware that was a thing. So.
No, yeah. I only recently you heard about it myself.
You can get burned through a T-shirt.
So. I stick to the shade.
That was
one of the big frustrating things about this campsite was that there was
no
shade.
Right. Yeah, no, I
literally had nowhere to hide.
Yeah, that's really literally either bring a parasol and make your own shade or get under the shade somehow.
Hats with a brim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wear a lot of big hats with a brim during the summer.
Yeah. I do have big floppy hats that I wear with swimsuits, but I don't know. I also don't really like wearing hats. Much. I have issues.
No,
I have issues.
I love how Jenna's like, how do I avoid the sun? And it's like, do this.
Creams. No.
Do this.
Hats.
No. Shade. No.
No.
Look, I am all
none.
About shade.
Go inside.
But
no.
I can't make there be shade. And I can't make there be an inside. Wrong kind of shade, baby. But yeah, I can't make there be an inside when I'm out camping.
No,
like,
no, I'm just, I'm amused because everything we have said has just been like, nah.
Yeah, Jack's actually got sunburned under a pavilion.
My father can definitely get sunburned.
It's
his the pop-up pavilion that he used for Scotchtoberfests, which is UV resistant, but it's still white plastic.
Yeah,
right.
And so there's only so much. No, and the reflected sunlight off the windows and shit.
Yeah, you're still outside. It's still
brutal.
A thing.
Yeah. Yep. So
it's mitigation. It's not
one of the reasons that people get so badly sunburned on cloudy days.
You can't be sunproofed. It's just sun resistant.
Yeah. Yep.
So what are some other ideas that I can reject?
I actually like wearing, as you
become
said,
become nocturnal.
Nah, that doesn't sound
like
it.
I know. loose fitting, like as you said, billowy clothes that cover my arms. And neck, and then combined with the hat, which I know you said you hate, a parasol. Like, very literally, if you see me out at Fest, I have a hat with a brim.
Yeah.
Hire a palanquin.
Yes! That one I'm in for.
There we go.
The little, the armadillo-like thing?
No.
What? I believe you mean palanquin? Is
pangolin
that the word?
Is what
pangolin.
You're thinking pangolin. Of a pangolin.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about the four, you know, burly men with no shirts on.
Yeah.
That depends entirely on you.
They get sunburned.
Yeah. Yes.
Carrying her around in a covered sedan chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Palanquin.
Could it be from a hatchback?
I mean, that's entirely up to Jenna.
That's true.
Don't ask me.
That's fair.
Why?
Instead of a sedan?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Or a coupe.
No.
No, that'll have chicken feathers and poop all over it.
Yeah, but the chicken feathers, you use the chicken feathers to fan. It's the feather fans.
Yeah. That's the other thing is I carry a fan.
His name's Kyle.
That might be the meanest thing you've ever said to Kyle.
Wow.
Is that I carry him.
That's impressive.
Fuck.
Oh, buddy. Oh, God. I loved that meme that somebody posted. I don't know if I should name names.
I don't give a fuck. That joke had layers. Fuck you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so layers will help you to keep from getting burned.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also pass out from heat exhaustion, but, you know, whatever.
You could go full Bedouin.
There is
Bedouin?
A, yeah, the wanderers of
the Sahara.
Arabian Desert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so just,
Yeah, the full robes and the turban and
it's not a hat.
What are those robes called?
It's not a hat. Pass.
Jedi.
Ooh. Okay. Now we're talking. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
Move to Siberia.
That'll be cool.
Oh, shit.
Better wrap this up because
okay. 5 minutes or less, all right? Start the fucking clock.
Do it.
All right. I saw a picture of a town close to the Arctic Circle in Russia that it used to have 250,000 people in it, and was a coal town that the hub for a bunch of surrounding other smaller coal towns and mines.
Okay.
And it was sort of a all for the glory of the motherland, mine more coal kind of place. It had all these cultural centers and beautiful apartments and everything like that. Yeah, 250,000 people. It currently has 12,000 people. Some of them are stuck there. Some of them want to stay there in order to keep the town alive.
Sure.
Some of them, like, it's all, it's kind of tragic and beautiful. And the only way in or out of the town is by rail because, airplanes are unreliable because of the weather and things like that. And it's cold 10 months out of the year. I know. Fuck, I know. And they're like bitter temperatures as low as -20°C. And I was like,
-20°C.
So you mean 0 degrees Fahrenheit?
It's like -10 something, I think. -15.
Not -15. It wouldn't be that low.
I can do the math on it because it's 9/5 is the conversion rate.
Right.
5°C to every 9 degrees Fahrenheit.
I mean, I was saying zero, but
yeah.
I'm guessing it's -8. That's just my rough guess.
We're about to find out.
What did you say, James?
I said that it was like negative 10 or negative 15.
Jane is closer.
Hey, yep. Good work.
It's negative 4.
Fair. Negative 4. Okay. Uh-huh.
So, there yeah, zero actually was... Shit. Yeah, yep. It's right in between that's my two better. Guesses.
Yeah, but yeah, the some of the like they have a bunch of abandoned apartments that are just filled with books and teapots and belong because people just when they decided to leave
they
for warmer
left,
they just
yeah.
fucking left because it would right. take so much more to sell it, and so yeah, fuck. But it's beautiful and heartbreaking, and I like earnestly kind of want to go.
Sure.
But for how long, and why, and what would I do?
And would you get stuck?
That's a good question.
Only if he stuck his tongue to a flagpole, yes.
I suppose there's that.
Yeah.
Should we wrap this up?
Yes, I think we really
yeah.
have.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Penn was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpenn.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. If I put, like, weight on it, when I, like, if I'm kneeling down and I stand up and put a lot of weight on this leg,
yeah,
it hurts right across the top of my kneecap, like,
oh yeah,
bisecting right down the center.
Yeah.
And it's like, ow, that really fucking hurts.
I have that in both knees, but I have a medical condition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
It has nothing to do with
your knees, though.
Boom. And we're back.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Nice.
And we're nailed going it. Straight to the Fast Five.
Fast Five.
I love you too.
Hearts.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Wannabe friend of the podcast.
Oh.
That's what they wrote.
Wow.
That's what they wrote.
Shit.
This is not my words. This is what they wrote.
Aw.
Wannabe friends of the podcast, Cole.
Yay, Cole.
Cole, you are a friend of the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
You're one of the few friends of the
Seriously.
Podcast.
Seriously.
I'll let everybody oh. else figure out who is next.
Oh, shit. Fight, 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 fight.
Our listeners turn on each other.
There can be only one. Please let there be more than one. What am I saying?
Hey, we have a very good followership of like 4. Yep.
Yep.
One of those is just me, though.
Yep. We have a very good followership of 4. There are 5 listeners. Which one of you is the bad one?
I feel like Cole from the fencing booth is like, yeah, that's me. That's... And Mav is like, oh, it's Cole.
Yeah. No, this is accurate. I was hoping they would try to prove themselves to me. But no, this is accurate.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep. Contest over.
Yeah. Which one of you are the friends? Well, it's not me. I'm fucking out. Like, no. Yeah.
Fucking out? Mic drop. anyway. Opening thoughts are, hey, podcast people, ooh. It's listener Cole here with the first Fast Five I have sent in a long while.
First Fast Five.
No theme today.
Ooh.
Have fun.
Maybe fun is the theme?
Maybe there is no theme. Maybe they're being honest about it, James.
The only way to not have a theme is not to play.
How about a nice game of chess?
Oh, gosh.
Mr. Potato Head. All right.
Question number one.
Ding.
I did the ding. You don't have to say it. Oh, my God. Don't take this from me, James. I'm glad you're amused.
I'm not.
I was being facetious.
Lights?
Mmm.
Or lasers?
Lasers.
Oh, gosh. When throwing a dance party,
ooh,
which is more important? Color-changing lights?
Huh.
Or super cool lasers?
Lasers?
Hmm.
I mean, lasers are lights, so it's a little confusing, but I will definitely... I mean, it's lasers! It's fucking lasers!
I mean, lasers are very
Okay,
cool.
So here's the thing. Lasers are fucking cool. I had a boyfriend cool. once bring me to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Yes. Oh, God, that's one of my favorite songs.
Carol of the Bells is objectively good.
Yes.
Yes.
But so, and it was awesome because like the performers were all like super into it. Like the violinist was dancing around while they were playing. Like people would rock at each other as they're playing these orchestral instruments, and it was delightful. But they had lasers, and it just seems so adorable. I'm just like, oh, aww, look at you guys with your little laser show.
Use it, little rock star.
Like a church choir with a disco ball.
Like, because it wasn't super dark or anything.
Oh.
It was dark enough to have lasers, okay, but it wasn't like... Yeah, it wasn't like... It was just like... Whee,
wasn't
whee.
Laser Floyd at the fucking planetarium or anything?
No. Okay. No. So, yeah, it was super cute. So I think... I'm going to say proper lighting is more important because it really helps set the whole ambiance of whatever event it is that you're holding.
Which is French for ambience.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was French for ambulance.
No, that's amber lamps.
Oh.
No. I mean,
I thought amber lamps was what you had in a red light district.
It's an okay color.
Amber lamps is a porn star.
Yes. In the red light district.
Okay. How would you know?
Because I've been to Amsterdam. Thank you very much.
He has to stop occasionally. Excuse me, is this the green light district or the red light district? Sir, this is a Wendy's.
No, they're just like, whoa, 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 slow down.
It's, yes, this is a Wendy's, but is this a Wendy's in the red light district or the green light district?
What I'm asking is, you're advertising all beef patty. Is that someone's name?
Yes. What I'm saying is, after fucking and getting high, you're hungry. Where is this Wendy's at?
We're in the red light district.
I mean, not there all who wander are lost, but salsa definitely is. Okay.
No. No. Never lost.
So I'm going lights.
Okay.
I mean, after that conversation, lights.
It's gotta be lasers. I'm sorry. Lasers are awesome.
Pew, 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 pew.
Think what you could do with a cat.
You're gonna laser a cat?
Yes.
I want to not laugh at that.
But oh, my God.
That's fucking funny. Shit.
Okay.
Ugh. Cats, I'm sorry,
I don't care how lazy or silly or whatever your cat is. You shine a fucking laser point on the wall and they go ape shit.
It's
and
true.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I have met only one cat that was ever like, hey, are you seeing this?
That wasn't a cat. That was three mice in a trench coat.
Oh, that explains so much.
That's why I was so creeped out by it.
Yeah. There are no cats in America. Okay, all right.
Actually, I think Fievel's adorable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fievel would like lasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it.
All the sounds on that box, and you don't have a pew-pew lasers?
No, I don't. I've got...
A gun.
That's... I mean, we don't know what a laser gun would sound like. It could sound like that.
It's a laser in a...
It could sound like that.
A glass house. It's a laser if it's
those
a
those who live
wolf.
In glass houses shouldn't shoot lasers?
Yeah.
Yeah, also I just... That. I never use the gunner back? The... I never use the gunner
refractive
the box
index of your glass house?
Because it just feels weird in this context. Yeah. I'm just... Eh.
People in glass houses shouldn't leave their lights on in the middle of the night.
People who live in glass houses should fire their architect.
Oh, yeah.
Invest in drapes.
Then why make glass? Whatever. Question number two.
Don't you fucking dare. I will end you. God damn.
Bad.
Asshole.
Oh.
Or worse.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, don't half it. Go worse.
Yeah, I mean, the heat is definitely worse.
Ugh.
It's not just bad, it's worse.
Yeah?
Yes. Do not half-ass it. Stick your whole ass in there like a fart cupboard. And go worse.
Let is it somebody rip. Saying they're going to call you? Bad. Is that just bad? Or does it make it worse?
Oh, like if someone's like, yeah, we should get together, and then never hear from them.
No. I mean, like, if you get just, like, a random phone call, if somebody just calls you, that's gross, right? If they say they're going to call you before they call, does that make the phone call still bad, or does it make it worse?
They should make a sequel called The Good, The Worse, and The Ugly.
Okay. The Better, The Worse, and The Ugly.
Ooh, yes.
That's...
And The Uglier.
And they, yeah.
The Better, The Worse, and The Hideous.
Uh-huh.
The better, The Worse, and The Ugly. And then the third would be the Better, The Worse, and
the best,
the Hideous.
The Worst.
The Best.
The Best, the Worst, and the Hideous. Yeah. Something. Yeah.
So anyway.
Where were we?
I don't know. Bad or worse?
But worse.
Bad.
Yeah, I'm going worse.
Sure.
See, because things go from bad to worse, and if you're still just in bad, you're at the beginning. Whereas if you're already at worse, you're near the end, and that's really where you want to be, is near the end, so you can get out of it.
Quite one way or another, yeah.
All right.
Grim.
Question number three. I was going to say Jacob or Wilhelm, but I decided to... Large or tiny?
Tiny.
James is going tiny.
I prefer an overly big bed to something that's tiny.
Yeah.
I subtlety is not my fort. I'm going to go with the large.
That's fair.
I need it to be writ large or I will just miss it. Question number four.
Sorry, that one wasn't even on purpose.
Oh my god, that was
purely pet moment.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. That one was a mistake. Oh shit. The one time I do it unintentionally, just not even paying attention. Fuck. I would be angry too.
So what is it? Let's just move on from this atrocity.
Question number four. Written or spoken?
Written.
I'm much better at writing things out than I am saying things.
Same. Also, I have an auditory processing disorder. So... That's
really tough. I love reading.
Yeah.
But
I just love podcasts.
But like, I've tried doing audiobooks in the past. Many times I've tried doing audiobooks. I just can't. I lose focus.
sure. on them yeah. too
I
fast.
Have difficulties with that too. Unless it's a book that I've already read. Huh. Like sometimes.
Well, then you can kind of drift in and out and you pick up where you're at.
You don't lose plot. You don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you haven't read it before, you're just like, wait, what just happened?
Then,
I lost a few minutes.
Go back and then redo it again. And then, like, I go back, but it's already a part that I had heard. So then I stop focusing again and then I lose it again.
Oh my God, I hate that. I will be watching, a YouTube video or something like that. And it's just like, okay, I've already seen this portion. I can zone out for a few oh shit, I missed a minute. Fuck.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I've tried doing audiobooks and more props to them. Audiobooks are fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
But I just, I lose focus.
So. And for those that need them, I am so glad it's available.
But that having been said, when I was in school, I needed the teacher to say things. Like, I would sit in class and absorb knowledge. Whatever the teacher said, I would absorb. And then the teacher would say, okay, go read these chapters. And I would go, yeah, that's not happening. I'm going to go written.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I like reading more than I like talking to people. So written.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even when somebody gives me instructions verbally, I will have to ask them to send me those instructions in an email.
Oh, my God. That's one of the things that drives me insane is a person I work with will just tell me a thing and then be like, so you got it, right? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I've told you before, you can't just say it to me.
Right.
I'll ask you questions, but until it's written down, I don't... And I'm going to write it down wrong because I'm horrible at these things. So, like...
There's been a couple situations where I've been talking to unimportant. No, just like official, like a bank or something, you know, a hospital. I don't know. And it's just like, they'll say something. I was like, okay, send that to me in an email because I will forget.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where it ends.
Yep. One of the frustrating things about painting horses for my father is that he'll say, okay, well, these are the directions and you're going to do this thing. And
we talked about this. It's a thing. It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is not to be confused with a petaphor. That is something different. It is a metaphor of petaphor. It is a petaphor metaphor.
Ah. So he'll say, you know, these are the instructions and blah, 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 blah. And I'll be like, Dad, I need you to send it. Well, you just listen to me. I'll be like, Dad, I'm not going to absorb any of this. Even if you got to send it. Pay attention and stop arguing with me. And it will take less time. And if you still do, then you can just send me to fuck it. I'm looking it up. I'm just going to look it up on Google. God damn it. I love you, Dad. I love you, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
My dad. My mother was a teacher, and one of the things she learned about after most of us kids had graduated was the different types of intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, there's spatial intelligence, and there's, numerical intelligence, and there's natural intelligence, and visual intelligence, you know, all of these different things. And when Mom came home and told us all about this, we all had this light bulb moment, because my entire life with all of us kids, we would go to, you know, I don't know, a band competition or something. And Dad would say, how many people were there? And we would go, I don't fucking know. And he'd go, well, weren't you there? And we were just like, yes, I was there, but I didn't count everyone. Whereas my dad would, like, my dad was at a thing where they were talking about the different types of intelligence, and they were sitting in this, basically this amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
And the person on stage goes, how many people are in this amphitheater? And my dad goes, this many. And he was right to within, like, 20 people.
Yeah, he's used to rounding up cattle.
Oh, my God.
But it's absolutely correct. That was the way my dad's brain worked.
Yeah.
And until we had that moment of, oh, this is the different. Oh, it makes so much sense now. Why Dad would always say, "Well, weren't you there?" Because that's the way his brain worked.
Sure,
right.
And so suddenly, it was a very similar, very similar thing where you're just like, your dad is like, "Fucking, this is how things work," and you're like, "No, it's not.
It super isn't."
Yeah.
Please listen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's so written.
Yeah, written.
All right. Written all around.
All right. Question number 5.
Thank you, Salsa.
Summer or autumn?
Autumn.
Autumn.
Yeah.
I think autumn is a better stripper name.
I've never put my feet up on a Summerman, but I don't think it's going to be that comfortable.
Wow.
I've put my feet on a couple Summermen.
Ooh.
Wow. What the wow?
They were interns. It's fine.
Oh my
interns
God.
Aren't people.
Oh my God. No, there's something about, especially early autumn for me, when the leaves are starting to turn, but they haven't all fallen down yet.
To the dark side.
Oh my God. I don't even know anymore. Hey, Jenna, why do you still do this podcast?
I love that she's over there talking to the only person on this podcast that she can trust to have any intelligence.
Maybe have a conversation later about your goals, the things you want to accomplish in life. Is this really it? Is this where you want to... Okay, we'll talk about it later. But no, I love especially early to mid-autumn. Where not everything has fallen down, but you're just starting to see all of the beautiful colors. And the weather hasn't gotten too cold yet, but
it's crisp.
It's just cold enough for like a light sweater, you know? And it's just, and you can have like campfires and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's just cool enough to where a nice campfire is great, but you're not going to freeze your ass off if you're not like directly in the fire. And I feel like the sky kind of feels richer to me in the early fall. Like it just feels like more full of stars and more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
That might just be a me coloring things thing, but like that's what it feels like to me. So
I get that.
Also, pumpkin spice comes back, bitches.
Oh yes,
pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Yeah, except now I'm not eating gluten, so it's sad.
Did you go through all of your boxes of pumpkin spice Twinkies?
No, I still have a couple boxes left.
So you have a couple boxes of pumpkin spice Twinkies that you're not going to eat.
I occasionally
you're just going to pass them
one.
Off to your like ancestor.
I have actually passed
put them
a couple.
In your will.
I used to have 4 boxes of Twinkies, and now I am down to 2. And I've just been sharing them as I run into people. And
a box of pumpkin spice Twinkies and a boot to the head.
I'm going to say, fuck summer. Merry
only
autumn,
if she consents.
Kill spring.
Okay. What about winter? He's a nice guy.
That joke was for James.
Yes, thank you.
I know.
That one was for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Gotta make him happy every so often.
Okay.
Summer is terrible. I choose autumn.
Yeah. The only good thing about summer was having it off of school. Honestly, and I don't get that anymore, so no thanks. So no
I like
thanks.
Summer when it behaves.
As a farm kid, not going to school meant being in the field.
Yeah, I get that too.
I preferred school.
I also understand that.
I just got into trouble, so.
Like, we open up the second email.
I had chores every day anyway, so.
Yes, but these were more chores.
Well, there's that. Okay.
I was in, air conditioning in school. All right. Question number 1. Lights or lasers?
Okay.
if only one sci-fi weapon could exist in our dimension,
ooh,
would you rather own a real working lightsaber or a real working phaser?
I was correct. Lightsaber.
Yeah.
Which is the laser?
Phaser is a directed is laser beam weapon.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And lightsaber is the light? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just making sure.
No, yeah.
I would definitely say laser, yeah. Go with the gun.
Yeah.
I want the lightsaber because the laser weapons don't seem to help the stormtroopers much.
There's that.
Yes, but they didn't also say that Jedi exist.
I'm better trained in swords.
Also, but Jedi don't exist, and you probably wouldn't be able to block a phaser shot.
It's a more elegant weapon from a more civilized age.
Yes, but you could not stop a phaser shot.
No, but I also couldn't shoot a phaser. I don't have expertise in that. I would have to learn. Whereas if you hand me a lightsaber, I've already done that choreography.
It's easy. Point. Oh, I've shot.
I've spent 20 years learning how to whip swords around, so I'm definitely going to be better with a lightsaber.
Obviously, the answer is lightsaber. Seriously, what the fuck?
Yeah. I have played laser tag, and I'm not going to have an advantage.
Could you? I'm sorry. You would be able to harvest trees?
Oh, yeah.
Heat rocks?
Very quickly?
Ooh.
Like, I mean, there's God. Can you imagine little lightsabers for, like, carving?
Only close and, tiny lightsaber.
But like little carving tool lightsabers for making...
For whittling?
Yes, for whittling. Little whittling lightsabers.
It's so
how cute would that be?
It's very cute.
In a world where lightsabers exist, why wouldn't you have lightsaber knives? A little belt knife?
Yeah.
That's a lightsaber. So when you're camping in the woods and you need to cut down a branch or a rope or something, you do...
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think you just made James's entire week.
Yeah. My life.
Yeah. I get so much use out of a pocket knife than a lightsaber.
I mean, imagine on a pocket camping knife trip. That would start the fire for you.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little lightsaber on a camping trip would be so useful.
Yeah.
So useful.
Absolutely.
All right. Question number two, bad or worse? All alcohols have been banned. I don't like you anymore, Cole.
Nope.
I still like you, but it's tarnished.
You're going to have to dig your way out of this one.
Yes.
All alcohols have been banned. You can now only drink warm, old, skunky beer. Bad.
Nope.
Oh, don't say the M word.
Hold on. Or any temperature, my lord. Worse.
Beer.
Soda still exists, so you can use mixers to try to cover the taste.
How much ice can I put in this, my lord?
You can put as much ice as you want.
How little, my lord?
This is going to be my lord ice.
As much as you want, but it's the only thing that exists.
Just going to chew on ice.
Skunky beer. I can put olives in skunky beer.
I can't make beer good.
I know.
I can't make Malort good.
But Malort is bad for everyone.
I can't.
I mean, if that's the only thing that existed, the whole world would be teetotalers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm just giving up drinking, frankly.
Yeah, me too.
Fuck.
Straight to weed.
No, I can't do that.
I can't either. It gives me vertigo.
All right, straight to heroin then. I'm sorry. If it's between
who knows what that
if
does.
It's between Malort and meth, I know which one I'm choosing.
My teeth are shitty anyway, so.
And your skin already itches. So.
Oh God! Don't remind me. Oh God!
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
Oh no!
That's funny on so many levels.
I hate you. You're an asshole.
The dermal, the subdermal.
Fuck you. Oh, my God.
That was another joke just for James.
Stop catering to James.
I'm sorry. It was so good.
Oh, God.
Hashtag stop catering to James.
Ooh, yes. This is trending now.
All right.
Dear listeners, make this a thing.
Yes.
Question number, where are we?
I don't even know.
Three. Question number three. Motherfucker.
I can't even get upset at that one. I wasn't going to ding.
Question number three. Large or tiny? It's a busy day.
Okay.
You know stopping to eat will be nearly impossible.
Mm.
Do you have one large meal at the time of your choosing?
Okay.
Or lots of tiny snacks throughout the whole day?
Tiny snacks.
Probably tiny snacks.
Close to tiny snacks. Mm-hmm. Oh, I already snack throughout the day.
Yeah. Like, we had those days at the place that we worked together at the second time.
How dare you?
There were days when
The place that I left and everything went to shambles?
Yes.
Yeah, that one.
Excellent.
That one. Yeah.
It wasn't me, but I like to think it was me.
You left it to die in the ditch.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you're not wrong. there were days when I would just have snack foods all day if I knew that I wasn't going to be able to stop for lunch.
Well, where's Salsa going?
He's leaving. Whatever your bid was, it's finally worked.
Oh, good. Oh, he just opened up a snack drawer.
Oh.
Directly behind you.
Well, that's a good snack drawer.
Yeah.
I approve.
I also have a snack shelf at home.
I should do that.
I have an entire drawer of my desk that is just snacks.
I have so many drawers next to my desk, and I haven't filled any of them with snacks.
You
Why
monster.
Not?
I don't have any drawers at my desk.
No wonder you're so popular at work.
All right.
Yeah, all right, good.
Question number four, written or spoken.
Mm-hmm.
You are having an extra stressful day. How did you know?
Yeah. Huh.
Mm.
Well, that's apt. All right.
That apropos of something.
Something, yeah.
Do you wind down at the end of the day by reading a good book or / listening to an audiobook written?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Or do you watch your favorite movie / TV show spoken? I unwind by doing the more brainless thing, and that is watching TV. Specifically YouTube.
I play video games.
I think video games will count.
Yeah.
For like TV?
I think probably.
That's halfway between,
it
honestly.
It really is kind of
halfway between. Or sometimes I'll put on music. Why wasn't that an option?
Yeah, for a stressful day, I would say I would do TV. I would watch some... specifically, I would watch something very zen, like Time Team.
Hmm.
Or God. Tasting History, or Rachel Maxey, or something something along those lines.
Yeah, I was
Or Acorn to Arabella, the boat-building show, which is fucking amazing, and you should really watch it.
I had been doing that, watching stuff to wind down, and left my own devices. I will put on an episode of Mystery Science Theater and fall asleep to it.
Mm.
However, what I've been trying to do recently to get better sleep, a better quality of sleep, is to read to fall asleep. So I have a little bookshelf hovering above my bed, sort of. It's a floating shelf. So.
Okay. This doesn't actually answer.
You don't
answer.
Have cats, do you?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I wanted one of those headboards that's also like a bookshelf.
Oh, sure.
And Ray Dalio was like, we have cats.
Yep.
I was like, oh, never mind.
Yep.
Yeah. So this actually doesn't answer the question, but I've recently been watching The Good Place.
Sure. So good.
But then there's also a book that the writers of The Good Place wrote, talking about all of the ethical things that they learned and studied along the way in building
all the Chidi's dialogue, basically.
Well, yeah, or how they were going to set up different ethical things within the show.
Fuck.
And how they were going to tackle it. And I can't remember the name of the book right now. It's driving me insane. But Something about perfect.
Mm.
Like how to be perfect, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. Might be. Yeah, I think it's how to be perfect.
We can drop a link.
We'll figure it out.
If we figure it out.
Basically, rewatching The Good Place, started reading again, and then sometimes they'll reference something that happened in the show, and so like I'll have to go rewatch that again.
Sure.
So it's almost like I have a companion show for the book I'm reading.
Oh, that's great.
And a companion book for the show I'm reading.
Yeah.
And it's actually like I just started doing this a little bit ago, but like it's super fun to like get into the mind of the people that are doing this and mm-hmm. also still learning about a lot of the things that they were talking about
yeah.
in there. And just it's like I get to be in mm-hmm. The actual Good Place ethics class that Chidi was doing like towards the end where they had like actual.
This sounds like a good use of director's yeah. commentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. God. No, it's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I do recommend the book. It's easy to read.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable and it tackles complex stuff really, really well.
Nice.
So yeah. The title is How to Be Perfect, except that the perfect, the T drops to the next line.
Shit. Mm.
It is such a beautiful fucking design. Yeah. I can't even.
It's like those signs.
I know everything about what's going to happen in this book.
It's like those signs that say plan ahead.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's absolutely, it's the same. Yeah. It's like, oh, but you did that on purpose, so.
Oh, I get it now. Oh,
yeah, it's good. All right. It's real good.
Question number 5. Summer or autumn? Which festival is your favorite to attend? You're not working at either one, but you can attend only one.
Okay. Right.
Twin Cities Pride. Or Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Favorite to attend.
I don't like just attending.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Shit.
Why though?
But
why?
I would say I'm a Renaissance Festival person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pride is not my scene.
I've got
it is
Pride.
Too many people.
And the Renaissance Festival isn't.
But the Renaissance I guess if I'm not working, I can't hide backstage, though.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Plus, you can't bring food and drink in.
I don't like this question. No.
You've just taken all the joy out of Salsa's life. Congratulations.
That was for you.
Oh, thank you.
I prefer Fest. It's what I like.
Yeah. Like I've attended other Ren fairs and it's fine. Like it's all right. I still have a tendency to look at like if I'm attending a Ren fair without participating, like I'll just kind of look around and be like, "Oh, I like what they did with that." Oh,
yeah,
I'm kind of judgy
about
this thing.
It's more of an academic
thing, yeah,
where you're just like, oh, okay, I see what you did there. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very well done.
Yeah. Whereas Pride, it's fine, but it's not. It doesn't engage me as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I like looking at the things that are for sale. I like, you know, people watching is fantastic at Pride.
I'm not a people watcher though. Like, I think if I was like 20-year-old me would have more fun at Pride.
Oh yeah.
40-year-old me is just like, I just want to sit down and it's hot. You know, just,
why are all these kids on my lawn?
It's just, it's too loud and there's too much partying and there's just, everybody go, just everybody calm down.
They both have food tickets.
Yeah.
They both have food tickets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna the academia aspect of going to a Ren fair. Like, yeah.
So, I would attend both to see a bunch of friends, to check out crafting booths.
Sure, yeah,
and to support people that I care about.
The weather's gonna be better during the Minnesota Festival.
pretty much that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also
it's hot outside right now, people.
A lot of the people who introduced me to going to Pride.
It's even too hot for me outside.
Back when I was just questioning, and didn't feel like I belonged there. The people that I went to Pride with were people that I met at the Renaissance Festival. So
the amount of overlap, the Venn diagram of people that go to you're gonna see a lot of the same people in. And I will
very
say,
different costumes,
right? Yes,
or very similar costumes.
Yes. And honestly, but a lot of the, you were talking about the shopping, like some of the art that you can get. You know, arts and crafts that you can get at Pride is unbelievably unparalleled. You know, some really fantastic stuff they've got. But they've also got booths at fests with some really cool stuff, and it's not 98 degrees outside.
There's that, and another detractor from Pride. I love going to Pride, but I will say one of the major detractors for going to Pride is that a lot of booths there are also rainbow washed corporate booths, like the Comcast booth.
Well, I mean, you get the same thing at Fest. I mean, you've got
you're telling me that the sponsored beer out there is not true ale.
Yeah, and like the booth selling all of the knockoff, you know, Chinese stuff that you can get from Alibaba for 98 cents each.
Right.
You know, I was really happy to see that booth out there when they first came out. But, you know, most of the booths at Fest are craftsmen who make their own stuff, but there are a few out there that are just like selling shit.
Sure, some booths are selling trinkets and things like that, but I'm talking about like corporate booths that are handing out beaded necklaces and things like that with the corporation name on it that are rainbow washed, that are just out there trying to sell you on the idea that they are
gay-friendly
for a month every
year. Here's a free ticket to a Chick-fil-A sandwich. We support you totally.
Literally a thing.
So here's the thing. My company sent out a thing being like, hey, we've got spots in the parade if anybody wants to join us for that. And I'm just like,
I don't do the parade at Fest. Why would I do your parade?
Actually, the Pride Parade is fun to watch.
People are excited as fuck. You are right. Yeah. The Pride Parade is fantastic. But again, 20-year-old me would like it more. 40-year-old me is just like, this is a great parade, but I would rather watch it on TV because it's loud and it's hot.
Fewer cops at
Fest.
There's
a crush of people.
Yeah.
Fewer cops, again, trying to be, hey, look how cool we are.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Fest,
Same. Closing thoughts. I hope you enjoyed these Fast Five questions.
You did.
I'm sending in these questions with Pride Weekend happening this week.
Yay!
That being said, happy Pride, everybody!
Happy Pride!
Happy fucking Pride.
Woo!
We finally got our new and improved Pride flag out, hung out outside.
Nice.
Keep being awesome. Sending you love and hugs from your future friend, Cole. Again, Cole, you're already our friend.
Why future friend?
You are really...
Future friend.
I am sensing a lot of...
Used to be.
I'm sensing a lot of self-doubt from you, Cole.
Is,
And as cliche as it sounds, Cole, people like you. What is it, the thing
you're
that...
You're good enough? You're strong enough?
That's exactly...
And gosh darn it, people like you.
Woo. So enough with this future friend and wannabe friend of the podcast, Cole. Knock that off.
Yeah.
So those are demons
current
in your brain that need to go away. You are worthy. And always have been.
We should send Cole a Thor hammer. Because Cole
Hey, Cole, you want a shirt? We'll send you a shirt.
Ooh.
We have shirts. I don't have
a
Thor hammer.
That's true.
I'm surprised.
With some zip ties, we could make a shirt look like a Thor hammer.
Ooh. Be tricky for packaging, though. Anyway.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to Salsa.
Not
emails.
Go
to the website.
I was totally on autopilot.
Wow, buddy!
Wow. No, I just...
Dude.
Go to the website.
I completely...
Use the form.
I completely, like...
Matt's going to send you two emails now. Finally.
I sincerely, like, browned out there. My brain
It's been a warm day.
Yeah. And all the air conditioners on, yeah.
If you would like to send a note, we'll just splice this and edit it.
Sure.
I will remember. Don't worry. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please go to the website. Click on Submit a Fast Five and fill out the form. It's that easy. You don't even have to send me emails.
Just use the form.
Who's got a shit?
Use the phone.
I would like to give a shout out to my friends that I was camping with. Because when I was all sunburned and awful on Sunday morning, they basically carted all of my stuff out to the car for me so that I could hide in little shade I could find. So
nice.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
I'd like to give a shout out to the form. Use it.
The one on the website.
It's amazing.
Fuck.
God. I'd like to give a shout out to Mav, who has a tremendous sense of comedic timing.
Motherfucker. Piece of shit. That's really good.
Yes.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh, I do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
God, you keep doing that.
Death on the Dam, Murder on the Mississippi 2022, taking place at the Lock and Dam in Minneapolis, next to the Stone Arch Bridge. We'll start this weekend. Shows on Friday and Saturday. Two shows comprised of two groups each. On Friday, three shows, two groups each, on Saturday. Please sign up for one of the four or six shows on those days, and I'll look forward to seeing you. We put a lot of work into it, and I'm very excited to be involved.
Very much looking forward to that. I really, really hope we can find a babysitter so we can go.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm doing streaming again.
Yay!
I took a month off. I don't know that y'all noticed, but that's fine. Whatever. But no, Family Game Night has started back up again now that I've moved locations and fixed my computer and gotten the internet set up and then refixed my computer.
Knock on
wood. And then... so yeah, we did actually do a stream last Wednesday, and we will do another one this Wednesday. I believe we have... I think I know what game we're going to be doing, and I'm pretty excited for it. But I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave you in suspense.
Podcast
secret. You'll just have to show up and find out.
You're leaving everybody in anticipation.
No, I'm leaving everybody in anticipation.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
No, stop it. Stop it. Ding.
Fucker. Question number four.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to Cole for sending in the Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh.